Hello, Radio St. Pete. I am with one of my favorite people. She's an artist. She's a musician. She works at the Morian Art Center, and she's just terrific, a friend of Fiona French, and she's taken over Fiona French's spot, a woman of song with Lyrical Ladies. Welcome, June.
Thank you for having me, Nanette.
June, tell us a little bit. You know, you're a folk singer, songwriter, and a botanical illustrator. Tell us a little bit about your journey as an artist and a musician.
Oh, man. Well, when I was a little kid, they couldn't shut me up, so I've been singing for a really long time. And I was self-taught, so a lot of it's very, like, folky. And I've lived in the mountains where a lot of the open mics were really conductive to community, and they really brought me up with a lot of hope and sweetness when it comes to like street performing. And I guess when I got back down to Florida, I just kind of got, I don't know, excited to hit my roots with some storytelling and potentially try to connect with the community here. For illustration, I was working over at this really awesome place called So Exotic in Winter Haven, Florida. And I was helping them do illustrations for their plants. And a long time ago with my grandpa in the garden, I would always kind of see the plants grow, and he would explain how some are fast. You know, they all have personalities. Some are kind of sneaky, or some just sit and wait. And I couldn't help but kind of humanize them. And especially when you're a botanist trying to explain to everyone, like, what is going on with a plant, sometimes it's nice to just humanize it, to give it an easy explanation. And then there was just this poetry in it that felt really nice. And I've had a few friends that have kind of inspired that sense of, like, adding botany to a human form. And when I was watching, like, ballerinas move, it felt like that was such an honest way to portray body language with Mother Nature and kind of move through that.
I love your 2024 series of birth month flowers, you know, unveiling a new design every month. And I know that that's going to become a 12-piece set for 2025. Is that still on track?
Yeah, everything's on track. I just released the Chrysanthemum, and she's really fun. She reminds me of those old, like, polka kind of Polish folk flowers that are very symmetrical and geometrical. But then when you look close, it's very details. I'm kind of a nerd for small details.
Well, you lived for a while in Juneau, Alaska. That's interesting. How did that happen?
I was actually talking to my partner and thought that it would be really fun to be turning 30. Like, my name is June, and I wanted to be in Juneau, and my birthday is in June, and so it was just really kind of a cute, like, idea for a memorable trip. And we were talking about how both of us have pretty much explored everything except for, you know, Hawaii and Alaska. And by now, I've lived in both Hawaii and Alaska, but Alaska was the last on the list. And honestly, it was, I think, probably one of the most mind-alteringly beautiful, really wild landscapes. Everyone has a relationship with nature there. And whether it is marine biology watching the whales, or whether it's going up these almost like Swiss Alp, like I'm talking, you go from sea level to like thousands of feet, and you're just looking down at the world. And it's so apparent how much a depth of field can affect, you know, like your ability to absorb the majesty of nature.
And of course, the Inuits there, nature is such part of their art. So I'm going to brag on your art for a little bit, because I know how humble and sweet you are. And then we're going to move over to music. So folks, she has won an honorable mention at the Morian Art Center Gallery. She's been featured in the press on Creative Pinellas, Tampa's Artist Incubator, Fox News, and more. And you can find your work, and tell me if this is still true, across the country at Kindred Post in Juneau, Moab Made in Moab, Utah, one of my favorite places, and Merchant in St. Pete. Do you also have them in the Morian Arts Center gift shop?
Yeah, I do. I do. And if you get one from there, come say hi. I'm upstairs hiding in the marketing department.
Yes, and we love that. So let's turn our attention to your full tank of vocal octaves. First of all, I'm sure you must be heartbroken. You began your songwriting career as a street performer in Asheville. You must be heartbroken for your friends and musicians there.
Yes, that's an understatement. Wow, I've checked up on everybody. I was actually there literally for a wedding that whole week, and I left on the last flight out on Wednesday night, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just stay and be
That's
safe.
where you were for the wedding? Oh my God.
And it was beautiful. Everything was perfect. There was no like foreshadow of what was to come. And man, I mean, the highways just getting to the airport were already flooding. It was kind of dangerous. And so I just my heart goes out to all of my artist friends that are over at the River Arts District. They're gonna have so much rebuilding to do, and it's so humbling. And I want to be as supportive as I can. It's like hard to not want to rip up your life and just go and be like, how can I be of service?
Well, you know what? You can be of service. You'll send me some kind of link, or I'll find something to put on the article that will appear with your audio, and we'll include that because this is going to run in the Gabber as well.
It'll be, I think Beloved Asheville is like one of the ones that has been really active. And I donated to Mano Food Bank because they are always forever active. They're a nonprofit there for food. And then all the fire departments there, they've all been accepting donations and like getting food pantries for people. So, I mean, lots of different resources, and it just depends on like what you're. You know, what facet interests you most. There's also like an artist fund that you can literally just be like, here's the list of Asheville local artists. Like, you know, send them some gratitude while they are rebuilding.
Well, thank you for that, June. You're an alternative folk player. You belt out songs. You write songs. You also play ukulele. Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Is that your instrument of choice, or do you also dabble in other instruments as well?
It's my primary instrument, and I have a guitar that I secretly keep because my band won't let me bring the ukulele. And my interests are pretty broad, but I wouldn't call myself amazing at anything other than those things. But I do enjoy piano and violin.
And you have, I think, a show coming up at the Independent on October 6th,
Oh, I
6:30
do.
to 9 o'clock. Is that still on?
It's still on. Yeah, the thing that I'm most excited about is the October 5th. It's going to be the debut for the pop-up music co-op, and some of the bands are experiencing, you know, their own troubles, and so it's kind of gone from being a showcase to being a couple bands, including my band, so that we could fill in and have a showcase still. But it's going to be more of a music networking opportunity where a bunch of musician friends can come and meet other musician friends and form collaborations organically. And then the next showcase, they will, you know, kind of revamp from there. And it's been really sweet to see. Yeah.
And that's going to be noon to 3 at New World Music Hall. That's in Tampa, is that correct?
That's
Or
correct. Yes. And
so tell us about, you founded the Music Co-op, and the mission of the free project is to create a collective music collaborators. Really, that is what this music community is all about. They share their contact and instruments. They get connected with quarterly projects. And top of everything else, and what is the name of your band again? I know you guys were on tour this summer, weren't you?
Oh, I was an independent artist for that. Yeah, it was just Jude Bunch, and I got the pleasure of touring with Deb Ruby, and we harmonized on some stuff. That was so beautiful. She's incredible to tour with, and a wonderful human. My band is called the Deb Stews, and we are a secret. We have house shows, and we have some recordings on Bandcamp on, you know, the Deb Stews.bandcamp.com. But yeah, we're working on an album, and they're all incredibly dedicated.
Tell us about them. Share a little bit about them, June. And I also want to say that you did have an EP, Not Much and Then Some, that you released during the quarantine. You know, you have, it's interesting. Home studio did nothing stopped you from performing music. But tell us a little bit about the band. Introduce us to your band, and then we'll get to the final date, which is October 13th, noon to 3 at the Kenwood Enclave Porch Fest.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited about that. That's going to be really fun. I'll be excited to be a part of that. The Enclave is really special. Let's see. That's cheers. I have known these bandmates since the beginning of time. We grew up sort of together, and when I moved to Asheville, when I came of age, we still all kept in touch. And when I came back in 2020, it was just, you know, a piece of cake. They were like, all right, so you're back, and let's make music again. Adam Shreve is the main songwriter, and we collaborate on lyrics a lot. He's just unstoppable, so I've got to say at least, like, I don't know, 80% of the lyrics are typically his. I am the editor, and he is the he's the writer. Anthony Petrucci Putt is an insane bassist. He's in so many projects, and we're so lucky to have him. He's like one of those very good-natured humans that just is like so Italian and so sweet and precious, and he loves his family and his meatball recipes, and he bakes brownies. He's really wholesome. John Stewart, he was not in the band originally, and we named every single song Stu something, Stu Shoes, Cowboy Stu. You know? And he finally was just like, I guess I should learn drums and join the band. And we still continued calling all the songs Stu, but then it got confusing, so we changed them and gave them better names. He's like, you know, the guy from The Office, the main one.
Oh, yeah. Steven, yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about, he is exactly that. He is that guy. And he is hilarious. And truly, I think one of the main pieces of glue that you can't help but really want to root for him all the time. He's like the underdog that is the brightest of them all. And
so where can we follow? So I know that we can follow you on JuneBunch.com. Where can we follow the band?
Same place. I guess it would just be under my, oh, we are in hiding. Do we have anything? I think the only thing that I know of is the Bandcamp. I have been leaving it up to the boys, just because it's like, I guess it's mostly their project, and I'm the lucky one that gets to sing songs for it, so I don't want to, like, take too many of the reins, you know, in case I
move
to the
You do have a million jobs. I mean, you work at the Morian in marketing and graphics. You have, and we're going to get to this, Lyrical Ladies. You have your own songwriting. You have the music co-op. Do you sleep?
No. And I'm a morning person.
What coffee fuels you and or tea fuels you in your daily parade?
I wish I was allowed to drink coffee. I'm off of all of the fun things. The main fuel, I don't know. I mean, I guess I do a lot of like meditating and yoga and like try to recalibrate every day what's important. And I think that if you start the day with a purpose, you end the day feeling good. And so to have multiple purposes just makes me feel better. So
that's a wonderful thing to share right now, June, when people are, their mental health is, they're struggling with resiliency. So I love that. I hope that you will send me two songs of your own that I can tell Joe to add to the beginning and end of your interview. But tell me a little bit about what you're writing about, and you know, your songs, I love folk music, but there's something more than just folk music to your songs. So tell me a little bit about and it's very personal. I mean, the lyrics are deeply personal and deeply inspiring.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of them start from autobiographical kind of origins. My family definitely is something that churns my pen a lot. Right now, I am kind of writing a song about Helene, because I don't know how to process it, and so that's how I process things, is just sitting on it and adding stanzas of understanding until kind of all those pieces become a bigger, I guess, you know what I mean, like a product of thought. And yeah, when all of that kind of compiles, it feels like the organic thing to do. It's like free therapy. I can't afford therapy, so songwriting is the thing that my heart goes to. But also, you know, like when you're in love, you can't quit thinking about it, and so you're just thinking of all the ways that you can tell the world, oh my God, let me tell you that love story of me and my honey.
Well, tell us, you know, and it's true, because when we get far away from ourselves or we're stressed, music not only shows us the way back to processing in our heart and our mind and our soul, but it also gives people a window to help them understand us. Take me to another song that you love that you wrote, and tell us a little bit about how that grew from the lovely seed that you plant.
Oh, let's see. Oh man. Okay, what's a song that I wrote recently? Do, 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 do. You know, okay, I'll do a lighthearted one. Cutie's Love Ditty. I call it the playground song. It is about me hearing a bunch of middle schoolers talking about how they're in love, and me being kind of interested in what that means to them, and asking them to define what love looks like via examples. And they said really cute things like swinging the same speed means you're married, or you know, they would just kind of pick little bouquets of weeds for each other and wish on dandelions and share, you know, a milkshake with two straws or fly airplanes with love notes, you know, et cetera. And it was really heartwarming, and it wrote itself.
That is so lovely. So let's finally talk to you about Radio St. Pete and your new show. You're not new to Radio St. Pete. I know you've been on Women of Song. I know that you had a Tiny Desk concert
Yeah,
in studio. That was fun for you. Tell us a little bit about that.
oh my gosh, I was so honored. Fiona has such a beautiful way of creating glue with the musical community, and when she had offered to host us for that Tiny Desk, it was sort of a fun experiment, and we were really happy to be on board. She let us sort of take over the corner of the studio for a live event, and it felt really humbling to get to, I don't know, share the airwaves with the community in that intimate setting. She invited me to become a part of Women of Song after being on it and kind of getting to know like how she runs her content. I really always admired the way she almost makes it feel like it's a women's studies. Like I always feel enlightened by the fact that there's so much talent, and she really fosters so much love into that show. When she passed the torch to me, I was really dumbstruck.
Well, you have stepped into some incredible high heels and cowboy boots, but listen, you've made this your own. And folks, if you're listening now, I want you to look at the art on RadioSt.Pete.com, and we'll have it posted with the blog. And those two darling illustrations, just, oh my gosh, I cannot wait for you to do postcards or something with them.
Oh, cute. Oh yeah, I know. Maybe I'll make some pins or something. I know. I've got to make a business card, but it's really confusing making business cards when there's so many random hats. I'm like, just choose this part.
June, what do you have coming up besides the October dates that we talked about today? What's up for you for June and excuse me, for October and November? Any big things you want to share with us?
Let's see. I mean, you kind of hit it. No, I don't know. Mostly kind of just recording, trying to get some album stuff done, and since it's running into the holidays, it's been a lot of like I write little silly ditties for people I love, and so I've been kind of laying low on shows so that I can make enough time to write people little ditties.
Well, I want to share with people, if you go to JuneBunch.com shows, you'll see Babe Fest Night, a Joni Mitchell tribute show. You'll see Girls on Guitars and Ukes. You'll see Cage Brewing Presents Lady Folk. You'll see, I mean, just the most fun. New World is kind of a home away from home for you, isn't it?
I love New World. I love them so much. They're so welcoming. Their sound is always incredible. Polly does such a great job. Andy's amazing at being organized, at booking. It's never just like a guessing game of like, am I worth playing there? It's always like, hey, it's you again. Here are available dates, and you just pick, and we appreciate you. And it feels so good to be a part. They are the golden standard. Them and Pinellas Aleworks, who I have a really deep love and relationship with. And I enjoy playing places where the staff becomes kind of like family. You know, you just got a lot of cheers moments.
I love that. And, of course, June Days is always a big thing with June and June Bunch Music. So, folks, we're going to recap what's going on with June. October 5th, noon to 3, the debut of the Pop-Up Music Co-op Showcase. She's the founder of the project. Sunday, October 6th, 6:30 to 9 at the Independent in Tampa. And Sunday, October 13th, a really fun. We'll all be there, noon to 3, Kenwood Enclave Porch Fest. June, you can be found at the Morian Arts Center. We thank you for everything you do there. Tell us about the time and day of your show, Lyrical Ladies.
Oh, my goodness. Please tune in. Lyrical Ladies is every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on Radio CP.
Wonderful to have you, June. June, parting words or good thoughts for our listeners today?
I'm going to send them lots of well wishes. I hope that everybody's faring through the storm all right and feeling supported and loved, and just know that we in the community care about you and you're awesome. And yeah, just keep doing great.
That is our Lyrical Lady, June Bunch. Be sure to tune in on Mondays. Thank you, June, so much.
There's a road trip. I have no couch to crash on, no country road. Just needed open space.